At the risk of having no time to interview him, let me read the resume of our guest here, Dr. Ian K. Smith. He is the author of all those New York Times bestsellers, including the Shred Diet books and the Clean 20. And he was on President Obama's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. You can see him now on the Rachel Ray Show on WGN-TV, a graduate of the University of Chicago Pritzker School of Medicine. Good to see you again, Doc. How you doing?
Good to see you, man. You know, I'm sitting here with you, and I'm looking out over. First of all, you may have one of the most beautiful views to work with.
And, yeah, it is nice in here.
Yeah, but this is why I based my book in Chicago, because of this kind of view here is what I want the rest of the country to experience in my books, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, the new book is called Wolf Point. It's a novel, and this is the fourth crime novel you've written. And now, you knew I was going to say this, Doc, because I'm always fascinated by how much you accomplish, and you aggravate me because you make me feel like such a loser. Now, you have to keep up with a ton of medical research, so how do you find the time to do all that you do?
Well, you know, I have a very simple motto, which is that once I transition, I'll have plenty of time to rest. So I try to use all my energy to do as much as I can. Even if you live to be 100, life is still short. So I really try to squeeze every ounce of what I can, and I listen to my body. When I'm tired, I shut down. I mean, that's just how I go. But it's my career, as you know, has been about medicine and health, and I love it. And I'm still doing it and will continue to do it, hopefully forever. But also, you know, writing to me is a passion. And so for me to write novels, I wrote 2.5 during COVID because we were all stuck in the house. But for me to write novels, particularly in the genre that I love, which is crime fiction, detective mystery, is really not work. It's exercising my creative muscle. And I honestly, when I drive through the city or walk through the city, I'm thinking of 1,000 stories all the time. I see something in the street that happens, and I'm like, wow, that's the beginning of a good book. So
there's a lot of material here.
Tons of material, so my mind just keeps going.
I love the Chicago setting and local characters. I like your detective and the City Hall characters. And by the way, the name of the book is Wolf Point. And when I was an NBC page, Channel 5 was in the Merchandise Mart, and I used to park my car in the spot that is now Wolf Point.
See, people don't. So Wolf Point is a real place. It is where the three branches of the Chicago River actually meet. And you're right. Way back in the day, it was a very dark, desolate area, right? And the premise of the book is that a very well-connected political figure is found half submerged with what is suspected to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound at Wolf Point in the river. And the medical examiner says this was a suicide. But everyone who knew him and people back in the community on the South Side say there's no way that he would have done this. So his kids go 2 years later to our guy, Ash Kane, the detective, and say, help us find out what really happened to our dad. And you know, my favorite part of writing these books is I make sure that I research almost everything. And so, you know, sorry, that's my parking app.
Would you like to go feed the meter and come
no,
back?
I can do it here. It's my favorite app, by the way. This parking app is my favorite.
It's a useful
app.
One.
Very useful. So what happens is the streets all go in the right direction. The restaurants are there. And one of the biggest compliments I get from people is, like, they say, once I read your books, I feel like I was in Chicago. Because I take you to Ukrainian Village, I take you to Inglewood, I take you to the North Shore. But I want to show the world that this is our city and how great our city is. And by the way, that we have everything. We have grit and violence. Mm-hmm. We have affluence and generosity. Mm-hmm. We have great restaurants. We have all the great sports teams. So Chicago is a character in the book.
It's a fun read, especially for folks around here because of that setting.
That's right. You're going to recognize the streets and the places and, you know, the kind of inside baseball things I mentioned. It's built for Chicagoans to like.
Number one New York Times bestselling author Ian Smith has a new book, a novel called Wolf Point, and this is going to be a television show, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so excited. We just finished negotiating a deal. It's going to be a streaming show. We're writing the pilot. I am so excited to shoot it in Chicago, in the places that we all know and love, and it's going to be good. My producing partner is Michael Strahan and his company from GMA. So everyone's going to come to Chicago, and let's show America real Chicago, not, you know, on Thursday this Chicago PD and all this Chicago. I want to shoot a real Chicago show.
We need it.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
if
right.
you need a dead body, I'm really good at that.
Well, hold on, Bob. Now the next book you're going to like is called The Overnights. That's book three in this series. And that book is about a local Chicago anchor who's being stalked in the middle of sweeps, which, for those who don't know, is ratings period, and a body shows up. And so my goal is to have a lot of my friends, like yourself, to make cameos. My biggest thing with this TV show is I want to get as many of my friends in as possible. So The Overnights comes out next fall, and when we shoot that, I want you to be in there.
I'm in. Now, you okay. may have to have a part for Marianne, too, so she lets me out of the house.
I can't have you without Marianne. You know that?
All right, let's get to some health news.
Yeah.
Recently, there was a study, FDA pushing to cut salt levels by an average of 12%. Do you agree?
100%. It's probably not enough. The American Heart Association isn't happy with that reduction. They want more. Salt is one of the biggest indicators or biggest provocateurs of high blood pressure. 40% of America suffer from hypertension, high blood pressure, and salt is one of the things. And it's people always think it's the salt you add at the table. It's the salt that's already in the food, those highly processed foods. So
it's hidden, isn't it?
It's hidden salt. So they're going down from 3,400 to 3,000. You know, it's a modest decrease, but most Americans really shouldn't be consuming more than about 2,400 grams after the age of 14. And those who are susceptible to high blood pressure, it's about 1,500 grams. So it's not where it needs to be, but it's trying to get there.
Going in the right direction.
Yeah.
This headline really intrigued me. People who eat more dairy fat, have a lower risk of heart disease, according to a new study.
Listen, this is one of those cases where you got to be very careful with understanding what the study is trying to say in context of everything else. This is a study that happened in Sweden. They found that those who had the highest concentration of a particular marker for dairy fat consumption tend to have better health and heart benefits. However, this is the part that people have to read, is that those people that were consuming more of this dairy also had a lower BMI, they smoked less.
Oh, they were healthier.
They're already in better health. Hmm. And so can you sit there and say that having high dairy fat is good? No. Dairy fat can be high in saturated fats. But what it does say, for all those who say dairy is bad, people should not say that. Some people cannot process dairy properly, but dairy has a lot of nutritional value, including calcium and other vitamins and minerals. So my takeaway from this is that not all dairy is bad. Choose where you get your dairy from.
But some health news on TV, radio, and online is bad. You got to be careful.
Got to be very careful with these kind of things.
Speaking of dairy, we were talking about Tom Brady's protein shake, and he doesn't like dairy because of inflammation problems you may have. But whey protein, that was one of the ingredients in his shake. Isn't that dairy?
Well, it's...
or it doesn't have to be,
no,
I guess,
it's,
right?
So whey is a protein. It doesn't have to be from dairy, okay? But it can, you know, you find it a lot in dairy products. You know what I mean? And so some people have a reaction to whey, some don't. For some people, it bloats them. For some people, it doesn't. So it's one of those things where you got to try out and see. It's a trial and error kind of situation.
Somebody sent me a message about... plant-based whey, really?
Yeah, so my next book actually is about plant. It's called Plant Power in April. It's about eating more
plants. Did you write another book during our commercial break?
I do two of you. I'm ahead, by the way. Just so you know how I do this, honestly.
I don't know how you do it.
I'm ahead. But anyway, but plant-based, people don't understand that plant-based protein is extremely effective. Everyone thinks you need meat or fish, but the plant-based protein is very bioavailable, which means your body can use it very well. And you have weightlifters by the bodybuilders who are vegan. So the protein in plant-based foods is just as good as animal-based.
And what about aspirin? Should some adults be taking baby aspirin or not?
Well, yes, some should, but we got to be very clear here. The headlines was, you know, stop taking baby aspirin to prevent, you know, heart disease and stroke. That's not the case. What they're saying is that if you're someone who has not started it and you're getting to the age of 60, be very careful because aspirin can cause bleeding, bleeding in your intestines and gastrointestinal tract and bleeding in your brain. And so what they're saying is if you're someone who's already on it, talk to your doctor about whether or not you should continue. Do the benefits outweigh the risk? If you're someone who does not have a risk for heart disease and stroke and you have never taken it before, they're cautioning whether or not you should take it starting at 60 because the bleeding risk may outweigh the benefits of the aspirin. And just so you know, aspirin is important for thinning out your blood to prevent clots that can cause heart attack and stroke.
It is quite the wonder drug, isn't it?
It is. It's been very effective. So this is... Once again, how people report the health news, they're not saying throw aspirin out. They're saying kind of do a better calculation of whether or not this is the right thing for you.
Got it. Dr. Ian K. Smith, the new book, a novel, is Wolf Point. I'm home last night reading your book, Dr. Smith, and I'm looking at the pile of books I haven't finished and the stack of unopened mail on my desk, and I'm thinking, how does Dr. Smith do it? I bet there's no clutter in his house, no messes.
Well, my wife makes sure that I pick up myself, but I will say this. The fact that you're reading Wolf Point and not doing other things, that's the goal of an author. So on my Instagram page, by the way, there's a little mystery for you Chicagoans. So go to my Instagram page, at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. Six questions, Bob. I'm trying to give away $1,000. Just answer the six questions related to the book and Chicago. There's a picture in there of a viewpoint from Chicago. Where is it from, and what presidents is that location connected to?
How do they see that again?
On my Instagram page, at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. You'll see me hold my book saying, win
$1,000. All right. Am I eligible for that?
Of course you're eligible.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Tell me, what's up, huh?
Thank you.
All right.